True worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And Roger shared with us the importance of worshipping as we serve God. And Jez has just challenged us with submitting to God. And I'm going to close bringing those thoughts together, but also thinking about sacrificing self. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you will help us to again hear from you this morning, and give us obedient hearts and an attitude to put you first in everything. This we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. A little boy asked his mum, "Mum, where did I get my intelligence from?" She replied quite quickly, "I guess you got it from your father, because I still have mine." But we do need to make sure that we use our whole being to serve and worship and honor the Lord. So a question as we close this morning: will we allow God to do what he wants in and through us during 2018? Simple question, I suppose, yes or no. We've spent some time, I suppose, thinking about our expectations for this new year, our anticipations for the new year, what we're longing for. And it did high in that priority come, I will study God's word. I will study his word more. And together we'll study his word more. And I want my prayer life to be deepened this new year. Because so often we fall far short of the New Testament standard of Christianity, don't we? So many Christians live far below their privilege. And we pray, we need to pray that we will recognize the glory of the Lord in as we worship him together throughout this new year. And I suppose if those are true, yeah, that's what I want, yeah, that's what I long for, yeah, that's what I've been praying for, it will involve and it will certainly mean sacrificing self. Will we be able to sacrifice self? No, not in our own strength, but Joshua 1 says we can be strong and we can be courageous. We can do it in the strength that God supplies through his eternal Son. So the question is this: throughout 2018, I will, by God's grace, seek to sacrifice self by four things. Not three. Jez was good and gave us 3 points, but I just like 4 points. But he's covered one of them, so we'll skip over that one. So through 2018, will I, by God's grace, seek to sacrifice self by, number one, surrendering to the purposes of God, standing on the promises of God, and staying in the Word of God, and soaking up the presence of God. That's what we really desperately need this coming year. Just think a moment about what other people say about you. Well, we'll never know, will we, all the things they say about us. But what would you like them to say about you? If somebody came up and said, "What about Mary?" Or, I don't think there's any Marys in the church, so that's why I chose that one. And you say, "Oh yes, she is." What sort of word would be descriptive of Mary? What word would be descriptive of you if somebody else is talking about you? Would they say dedicated, faithful, humble, honest, wise, courageous, generous, fruitful, spiritual, godly, caring, compassionate, loving, biblical, goes the extra mile? I wonder Are any of those true of us? Well, those are characteristics that we long for in our lives, so that when we've had that chat in the street, they go away thinking something good about us. Or do they say, oh, wish I hadn't spoken to them? We need to make sure that we are doing and what God wants us to do. So self-sacrificing, it will mean, as we are committed to him. And God does promise to make a way. He doesn't say he's going to shield us, as Jesus said. He doesn't say he's going to shield us from struggles and battles. They're going to be there. As 2 Timothy 1, 3 and verse 12 says, indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But if you flip over to 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, here's an interesting verse. Interesting, because it says here that God will give you more than you can handle. That's what it seems to be saying. God will give you more than you can handle, but he'll never give you more than he can handle. Isn't that what Jez was saying? So throughout 2018, I will, by God's grace, seek to sacrifice self by surrendering to the purpose of God. In Genesis chapter 4 and verse 7, sin seems to be hanging around a bit, doesn't it? Sin seems to be stalking us. Sin is crouching at the door, but it must not rule over you. The Apostle Paul recounts this history of God's people and how they're prone to fall and sin and go their own way. And God doesn't delight in their decisions, 1 Corinthians 10:5. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, and they were overthrown in the wilderness. God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. That's good to know, that God has an individual plan for each one of us. Sometimes it's a rocky road, sometimes it's a difficult road, but he's got a purpose and a plan for us, and we must seek to sacrifice ourselves. I'm not my own, but I'm yours, Lord. And so we're not tempted to do those things which are wrong and please ourselves and take the easy route. In other words, I must decrease and he must increase. I must become less and less, and he must become more and more. So, throughout 2018, I will, by God's grace, seek to sacrifice self by standing on the promises of God. Self-sacrificing will involve giving up time to meditate upon God's word, giving up time to be at a worship service, giving up time to be committed to the church. That's not, you know, I don't say that for any other reason apart from it's what God has already laid out for us. Trying to go it alone and taking ourselves out of the fellowship of the church is spelled disaster, and how can you expect God to bless us? So it'll be, because it is a sacrifice, isn't it, being at so many things and involved in the church life. And we are called upon to have this self-sacrificing, and it'll involve taking time to meditate upon God's word and stand upon it. But look out. Be on your alert. Be on alert, because temptation is crouching at the door. Don't be surprised, because we're not immune from it. Temptation is there all the time. I remember when I was at Bible college, we used to have to go Sundays to preach at different churches. And a crowd of us would, or different crowds of people would cram into different cars, and off they go and preach in different places. And I remember one occasion, about 15 people cramming into my Morris Minor, Well, it seemed like 15. But we went off to this church, Spetisbury in Dorset. We arrived, preached, and then we had to stay or go back to somebody's house to take an after church fellowship. We did it. Everybody enjoyed it, it seemed. And then when I got out to the car, everybody crammed in, and I was like this, and the battery was flat. Oh, no. It wasn't the first time that it wouldn't start, and all sorts. Because I used to usually park on a hill, so it was good to get going. But no. Anyway, somebody from the youth fellowship, she came out and said, "What's the problem?" I said, "Car won't start." And she said, "Oh yeah, I can see that. Sounds like you need a new battery." I said, "Yeah, need a new battery. But poor Bible college student, how do we get a battery?" And I didn't say that to her, but that's what I was thinking. She said, "Follow me. I've got a new battery for you." Well, this is great. So we drive in these country lanes, pull out outside of this garage, which sells cars. I mean, it's totally in the black, in the middle of nowhere. And I said, "Well, where's the battery?" She said, "Nick that one. Nobody's looking." I don't know whether it was a temptation or not. But we need to be careful, don't we? When temptations come, it's not just light things, but we're tempted all the time. Look out. Look up. Let's focus upon the faithfulness of God and the character of God, not our own circumstances, as Jez was saying. Let's look around. We sometimes have to face more than we can handle. Maybe you're facing more than you can handle right now in your private life. But stand on the word of God, because he can handle it. We think of Joseph and Job and Jeremiah in the Old Testament. They did. Or Peter and Paul and John in the New Testament. God will never be limited by our limitations, because he is sovereign. Self-sacrificing means that he's the potter and I am the clay. I wonder, throughout 2018, will I, by God's grace, seek to sacrifice self by staying in the Word of God? And then finally, throughout 2018, will I, by God's grace, seek to sacrifice so much of self through soaking up the presence of God? There's a book, it's been out many, many years, called Practicing the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence. And that's a challenging book to realize that we're in God's presence. And sometimes we come so flippantly in the things that we do, not realizing that he is here. We're in the presence of the Holy One. And we need to spend time, as I began earlier this morning, by being in the presence of God, taking time to worship him and be in his presence. And Brother Lawrence, in that book, Practicing the Presence of God, says, "Touched with a sense of regret, I confess all my weakness to him." And as we come into his presence, we can see the flaws and the areas that he touches in our lives. I ask for his forgiveness. I abandon myself into his hands, that he may do what he pleases with me. God will give you more than you can handle. Let's be perfectly clear about it. He will give you more than you can handle. But he'll never give you more than he can handle and to see you through. You see, sacrificing self is really sums up the Christian life, doesn't it? Because the Christian life is not a journey from dependence to independence. It's a process of moving from arrogant self-reliance to a deep spiritual dependence upon God. He's all that we need. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? Verse 2, Psalm 121. My help comes from the Lord. God will give us more than we can handle to to help us to recognize that he will handle it for us, because he is all that we need. He is sovereign. Sacrificing self. Brother Lawrence said again, let us thus think of our only business here in life is to please God. That's what we want, isn't it? In 2018, to please God, submit to his word and to his purposes. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. O church, arise and put your armor on. Let's close with this triumphant song.